We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, friendly viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Voe on Medium Network Service or MNS, in Kumba, Channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba, in Mongolia in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV, in Edenet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tenga Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV, in Sugba Tursi Ling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols, in Dahan Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Tla Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting, in Bayanzug and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himar Cable TV, in Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunband Company, in Sanchen City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV, in Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV, in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Algeria allocates approximately $2 billion to construct new homes for the underprivileged. In ecology news, organic agriculture is promoted in Hong Kong. In animal news, a rare lemur is sighted in Madagascar. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 12th, is the birthday of the much-beloved Supreme Master Qinghai. Enlightening spiritual teachings, compassionate humanitarian works, uplifting songs, poetry, art creations, and exquisite international best-selling books, especially about our animal friends, have profoundly inspired countless individuals throughout the world. A global leader in safeguarding the earth and our future, Supreme Master Qinghai unconditionally devotes her time, finances, and energy to help us awaken our inner glory and goodness to cherish all beings. With our most heartfelt gratitude, Supreme Master Qinghai, for the boundless love and illumination you so generously bestow upon us and all our co-inhabitants, We respectfully wish you a blessed and happy birthday, with the best of health for years to come.
Fly-in news. Multiple tornadoes turn fatal in U.S. On Monday, May the 10th, the state of Oklahoma reported that at least 5 people perished as tornadoes from a severe storm system swept through the region. Affecting at least 13 counties, dozens of residents were admitted to hospitals with injuries, 2 that were critical, as some 50 homes were destroyed and at least 40 damaged in Oklahoma County alone due to winds of over 100 miles per hour and tennis ball-sized hail. Tens of thousands were also left with no electricity. State Governor Brad Henry assured of efforts to deliver help with members of the Highway Patrol, other emergency teams, and state troopers already in the field providing relief and security. Meanwhile, the state's Public Safety Department, Health Department, and the Department of Human Services were responding to calls for assistance, and the American Red Cross set up shelters for people in need. Governor Henry, state personnel, and all others, our sincere thankfulness for your immediate response. Although it saddens us to know of the precious lives so quickly gone, we pray for the soon recovery of the affected Oklahomans' health and daily stability, and that humanity's increased compassion brings a gentler future for all beings.
Indonesian villages inundated by floods. Beginning Monday, May 10th, floodwaters up to 2 meters high swept through 7 villages in Kolaka District of southeast Sulawesi Province. 2 villages were isolated when strong currents caused a bridge to collapse, while homes and hundreds of hectares of rice fields and cacao plantations were inundated. Officials report that the situation is still being assessed, though there have fortunately been no reports of human casualties thus far.
Saying that the flooding caused panic since it struck while everyone was sleeping, Kolaka District Vice Regent Amir Sahaka added that regional illegal logging could have added to the severity of the flood effects. Food supplies as well as social welfare and medical staff have been sent to the affected areas.
Our appreciation, Indonesian officials and all other personnel, for your timely help to the flood-afflicted. Wishing them a soon return to the regularity of day-to-day life as we look forward to the easing of such conditions through humanity's kinder ways.
Many lend a helping hand to Nashville, Tennessee, USA flood victims. A combination of government, celebrities, and fellow Tennesseans has resulted in a great outpouring of help as people like Bud Adams, owner of the American professional football team, Tennessee Titans, donated $200,000 from his Titans Foundation, an amount that was matched by the National Football League, or NFL, and the NFL Players Association for a total of $400,000. The National Hockey League and Nashville's Hockey Teams Foundation and individual players have similarly donated to the Red Cross. As Nashville is considered the home of country music, benefits such as the Flood Relief with Vince Gill and Friends Telethon have been organized, where in this case the legendary singer-songwriter performed with celebrities like Australian-born singer Keith Urban. During the telethon, Grammy award-winning country pop singer Taylor Swift pledged $500,000 as she wrote, "I have always been proud to be a Nashvillian, but especially now, seeing the love that runs through this city when there are people in crisis."
The Nashville Animal Shelter also reported the receipt of many emergency supplies from the community, while Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen announced the Federal Emergency Management Agency has declared 2 counties as major disaster areas, which will allow them to receive 75% federal coverage for their infrastructure repair, with the rest being paid by a combination of state and county funds.
Our sincere thanks and Providence bless Governor Bredesen, State of Tennessee, sports and music celebrities, and all organizations, officials, and community volunteers for your kind-hearted response to ease the plight of the Tennessee flood-afflicted. With such united love and support, may they quickly rebuild their lives as we pray that such extreme events subside through our increased benevolence and care.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian president commemorates Victory Day in peace. Leaders from 21 countries, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Chinese President Hu Jintao, and heads of state of nearly all former Soviet republics, joined in Moscow on May the 9th to celebrate the 65th anniversary of the end of World War II. During his speech, President Medvedev highlighted peace as one of the most important lessons of past conflict. As he stated, "The great victory teaches us to preserve peace. The duty of the modern generation is to prevent new global conflicts and apply all possible efforts to make good-heartedness, cooperation, and good neighborliness the only possible foundation of relations between countries." The annual Victory Day parade was also marked for the first time by a first-ever convening of soldiers from Britain, France, Poland, the United States, and Russia marching alongside each other, as President Medvedev remarked that such an event further symbolized a joint readiness to prevent new tragedies and defend peace. "Your Excellency, we respectfully laud your uplifting message as we thank the gathered leaders, dignitaries, and soldiers for reminding of the importance of cooperative endeavors in creating global harmony. May all nations be similarly inspired for the day to come soon when shared tolerance and understanding is the norm worldwide."
Pioneering actress Lena Horne remembered. The beautiful American singer and actress passed away on May 9th at the age of 92. With a career that began at age 16 and spanned the next six decades, Miss Horne was known for her talent as well as her accomplishments in promoting equality, as she became the first person of African descent to receive a long-term acting contract with a major Hollywood studio, and also agreed to perform only before audiences represented equally by all cultures. Among those paying tribute were U.S. President Barack Obama, who called Miss Horne a cherished entertainer who warmed the hearts of audiences everywhere, while singer Liza Minnelli, daughter of legendary Wizard of Oz actress Judy Garland, said, "We lost an original. Thank you, Lena. Our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of Lena Horne, whose talented gifts continue to shine for many. May her soul rest serenely in the forever light and love of the divine."
Poet Huang Kam's family expresses thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring comfort during time of sorrow. Renowned Orlexese or Vietnamese poet Huang Kam, an honored recipient of the National Literature and Art Award, passed away on May the 6th, 2010. Upon hearing of this great loss, Supreme Master Qinghai touchingly wrote a poem under her earlier pen name, Wu Zu, meaning life eternal, in commemoration of poet Huang Kam. She also requested that our association members visit the poet's family, bringing flowers, candles, and monetary gift to convey her condolences. Mr. Bui Huang En represented his family in appreciation of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hà Nội, ngày 8 tháng 5, 2010. Tôi là Bùi Hoàng Anh, con trai nhà thơ Hoàng Cầm. Gia đình chúng tôi xin cảm tạ tấm lòng của Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã gửi 2.000 US đô la đến viếng nhà thơ Hoàng Cầm. Thay mặt tang quyến, Bùi Hoàng Anh.
Được muôn đời, sinh ra bình thường, không tránh được. Mà bố tôi được thọ đến 89 tuổi. Cũng là được gì cái gọi là cái hồng phúc của tổ tiên.
Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư.
Tôi là Bùi Hoàng Anh, con trai thứ của nhà thơ Hoàng Cầm. Một lần nữa xin có lòng cảm tạ sâu sắc nhất Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư.
Our sincere sympathies and heaven's blessing to the family and friends of poet Huang Cầm. May the soul of poet Huang Cầm rest in the realm of eternal bliss.
Save our planet. Eyjafjallajökull volcano accelerating glacial melt. Icelandic glaciologist Helgi Björnsson has expressed concern that the glacier on the now active volcano will not recover quickly from the massive eruption in mid-April, which is causing the glacier to melt more rapidly because of the warming climate. In a past eruption of Eyjafjallajökull that occurred nearly 200 years ago in 1821 to 1823, glacial loss was prevented at that time thanks to an accumulated mass of snow that formed during the time period known as the Little Ice Age.
Even now, in an unchanged climate, the glacier could still recover from the regional heat generated by such an eruption within 10 to 20 years. However, with global warming, Icelandic scientists have noted that the glacier is already shrinking faster than the snow can be replenished in the same year. Referring to the sudden added heating factor of the recent eruptions, Dr. Bjornsson stated, "Now the outlook is even bleaker." Glaciologist Bjornsson, we appreciate your insightful analysis of global warming's additional impact on the Eyjafjallajökull glacier. May the balance of this and all other such monuments of nature be renewed through our sustainable stewardship of the ecosphere.
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, as on previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for action to curb the impacts of such unpredictable events.
We are not ready for the changes that are coming. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. Some of the changes are even anticipated to be unexpected because there are many complicated interacting factors. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple. But it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet.
Save our planet. South Korean political leader pledges to promote organic vegetarianism for the environment. As a new mayoral candidate for the capital Seoul, South Korea, former National Assembly member Mr. Noh Hwee-chan and the new Progressive Party that he now heads have made five public pledges. One is to provide free eco-friendly school meals throughout the city. Believing that organic, reduced meat foods are central to this plan, Mr. Noh spontaneously invited co-citizens to an informal vegetarian lunch meeting to hear their views on the plant-based diet. A supporter of Meatless Mondays, he shared his own thoughts about the importance of eating veg.
축산 과정에서 나오는 그런 이제 온실가스, 배출 이런 것들이 이제 환경을 파괴하는 측면들이 있습니다. 그렇기 때문에 이제 환경 보호를 위해서도 그리고 생태 환경을 유지하기 위해서도 채식이 굉장히 중요한 역할을 한다고 생각되고 뭐 그런 점에서 보면은 이 자동차 없는 날도 중요하지만 고기 안 먹는 날이 훨씬 더 중요할 수 있다고 생각되고
Sharing that he avoids eating meat himself as much as possible, Mr. Noh further stated that respect for animals is also an important determinant of a nation's progress.
동물학대하고 인간학대하고 종이 한 장 차이예요. 그게 버릇이 되고 그런데 그런 게 이제 용인이 되면은 사람들끼리도 약한 사람들을 함부로 대하는 그게 이제 그런 식으로 이어지기 때문에 이게 단순히 이제 동물의 문제만이 아닙니다.
At the end of the conversation, Mr. Noh promised that he would work to promote the organic plant-based lifestyle, first by bringing vegetarian options to government and school cafeterias.
채식은 좋은 환경을 만드는데도 결정적인 영향을 미친다는 걸 더 많은 사람들이 알아야 할 것 같습니다. 채식은 진보다!
We respectfully laud party leader and mayoral candidate Mr. Noh Hwee-chan for advocating veg fare as the optimal way to a healthy, sustainable world. May more wise government leaders act similarly to improve fellow citizens' quality of life and save the planet through the organic vegan diet.
Save our planet. Water scarcity continues in Yemen, with some city dwellers in places like Taiz spending a third of their salary on the resource, as the less fortunate face even larger challenges, and those in rural areas risk personal safety to travel for water each day.
Save our planet. Through a new website sponsored by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment in Olac or Vietnam, young persons can share their ideas on eco-protection and green living, with online signatures resulting in the government's contribution to a fund supporting youth volunteer activities.
Save our planet.
planet, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, reports that in April 2010, the average U.S. temperature was 2.3 degrees Fahrenheit higher and average precipitation 0.25 inches lower than the long-term average from 1901 to 2000.
Save our planet. Shanghai, China announces this year's installation of 400 additional roadside charging points and up to 10 large charging stations to support the further adoption of eco-friendly electric bus transportation.
Hello friends, my name is Alu the Antelope and this is my sweet mom.
Hi there, I'm Tilo.
Mom and I are faithful vegans. Today, we have a tip on reducing the weights of plastic water bottles.
One way is to purchase a water container with a built-in filter so you can replenish with a convenient tap water supply.
That's great, Mom. I have heard that some filters can be used up to several hundred times. That keeps lots of plastic bottles out of the landfill.
For sure, honey.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather from around the world.
In good governance news, Algeria initiates a large resettlement program. The Minister of Housing and Urbanization, Nordine Moussa, said 70,000 homes are planned to be built annually to assist people in underserved areas. These include the cities of Algiers, Annaba, Oran, and Constantine. His Excellency, Minister Moussa, said 45,000 families are scheduled to benefit in the capital, Algiers, alone. The Algerian government has allocated about $2 billion for the project. Our warm thankfulness, Your Excellency, Minister Nordine Moussa, and Algerian government. Allah bless your dedication to your kind citizens. May all be graced with secure residences filled with love.
In ecology news, Hong Kong encourages sustainable practices. The third annual Hong Kong All-City Organic Day promoted organic agriculture and raised awareness about the low-carbon lifestyle to help reduce global warming. Over 300 organic shops participated. Activities included the sale of organic foods, distributing organic seeds, and sharing knowledge about organic certification. The gathering was organized by the government-funded Hong Kong Organic Resource Center, or HKORC. Popular actress and singer Miss Gigi Leung, who's the International Organic Ambassador for the HKORC, attended in support. Dr. Jonathan Wong, director of HKORC, spoke of the advantages of going organic and following the plant-based diet.
其實原來叫有機嘅背後咧，亦都好重要一樣嘢咧，其實係幫我哋緊保育緊個地球。因為喺有機嘅耕種嘅過程裏邊，我唔落化肥、唔落肥料咧，其實對整個環境生態好咗。食素係好重要，因為食素咧消耗嘅能源最少，可以能夠我哋減少我哋碳嘅排放。Bravo,
Dr. Jonathan Wong and Hong Kong Organic Resource Center for planning this informative occasion. Also, special thanks Ms. Gigi Leung and all other participants for highlighting the many benefits of the organic lifestyle. May more opt for green ways for the health of the earth and all her inhabitants. Up next on Noteworthy News, rare lemurs are spotted in the forests of Madagascar. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. More laudable news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyful news for a smiling world. In animal news, rare lemurs are discovered in Madagascar's rainforest. World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, recently announced that two officials from the eco-organization had earlier spotted some cockerels, mouse lemurs, in southwestern Madagascar's Vernobi Forest. At present, only two species of the lemurs have been identified. This is the first report of this type habituating the Vernobi Forest. Madagascar is the only place in the world that is home to wild lemurs. Our sincere appreciation, World Wildlife Fund, for sharing this good news. May the beautiful, bright-eyed lemurs thrive in verdant surroundings on a sustainable earth.
Please join us for a joke told in Italian, entitled Date Spending.
Il padre di Raffaele è preoccupato che suo figlio spenda troppi soldi per dare appuntamento alle ragazze. E allora gli chiede quanto ha speso l'ultima volta. Raffaele calcola e prontamente risponde: circa 15 euro, credo. Bene, dice il padre, sono fiero di te, finalmente hai trascorso una serata senza spendere troppo. A dire il vero, dice Raffaele, avremmo speso di più, ma era tutto quello che lei possedeva?
And now for our viewers' heartlines with special birthday greetings for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Happy, happy birthday, Supreme Master Ching Hai. May your birthday bring you all the happiness and wonders you desire, and from all the seals you have helped save, many of which are now swimming healthy and freely in the oceans. We all will be thinking of you on your special day.
Great things are finally happening to this species of seals that has for so long endured centuries of cruelty and ignorance.
I hope to make your birthday even more special with an announcement soon. You are an inspiration to all of the highest order.
Forever yours for the seals, Francois
and Nelda Hugo, and all the Cape Fur seals from Sea Alert, South Africa.
Greetings, Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television staff. By chance, I knew that May 12th is the birthday of Master Ching Hai. Therefore, I'd like to send my best regards and all my love to her and wish her a fabulous, holy birthday. I'm a frequent viewer of Supreme Master Television. I'm thankful for all your dedication to make a great, inspirational, global channel for all to enjoy. Thank God also for everything wonderful in our beautiful planet. Anne from O Lạc, Vietnam.
Beloved Master, there might be no need to express my feelings about you, and you may hear this much. I love you, Master. But I would like to kindly ask you to hear mine too. I love you because you are lovely, you are nature, you are heaven. I came to you without any intention from my side, and you saved me from sorrow and suffering. And there must be much more for me, since I believe your word, your God. Happy birthday to you. Love, love, love. Hamid from Iraq.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching Hai. We, the Crosbys,
Gregory,
Spice,
and Luke,
are sending you the highest vibrations of love and light on this special day celebrating your birth. May the energy surrounding you ripple out to bring peace to all life on this planet.
Happy birthday, the Crosbys from the USA.
USA.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your time on earth be elevated by heavenly wisdom and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Myanmar, also known as Burma, Chief U.S. Envoy for East Asia Kurt Campbell meets with Burmese officials as part of continued U.S. efforts to encourage electoral reform, while also visiting with detained democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi.
European Union finance ministers vote to create a €440 billion emergency aid fund with up to €220 billion available from the International Monetary Fund to ensure financial stability across the continent.
Pakistan announces a donation to victims of the recent earthquake in Qinghai, China, sending one plane filled with tents and another containing over 7 metric tons of medicine.
Egypt and Oman sign a memorandum of understanding that renews pledges made in an agreement 35 years ago to protect each other's antiquities, share information, and hold joint cultural events.
More than two-thirds of the U.S. Senate calls on President Barack Obama to join other nations in committing to the International Mine Ban Treaty, which prohibits the manufacture, trade, or stockpiling of landmines.
Hollywood actor Sean Penn continues to assist in Haitian quake relief from Port-au-Prince, with his most recent efforts, including an appeal for measures to prevent the spread of diphtheria across the vulnerable population.
Iran's Carpet Museum is commemorating National Day of the revered Persian poet Ferdowsi with an exhibit of hand-woven carpets and rugs whose designs are based on the poet's masterpiece, Shahnameh, the Book of Kings.
In a meeting with delegates in Burkina Faso, Egyptian Assistant Foreign Minister for African Affairs, Mona Omar, signed 6 accords to enhance the two countries' cooperation in areas including culture, trade, housing, and family.
With national data indicating that over 350 million citizens smoke, China's Ministry of Health pledges to end smoking in all its offices, with future plans for bans in public venues, workplaces, and public transport vehicles.
President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela supports a recently launched online Twitter account by hiring staff and establishing a public fund to help make necessary improvements in response to citizens' requests. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.